Rural Electrification Company, WENRECO, has intervened to help teachers in the region to better understand and interpret the new curriculum to improve on performance in schools.
Efforts to improve the quality of education in the West Nile sub-region are gaining momentum as the West Nile Rural Electrification Company, WENRECO, intensifies its support toward strengthening teachers' professional capacity in curriculum interpretation and item writing, two key areas that significantly influence academic performance. The initiative, which has been ongoing but is now receiving renewed emphasis, is targeted teachers from five districts across the region. Speaking about the program, Lillian Ayot, the public relations officer for WENRECO, explained that the company's intervention reflects its broader commitment to supporting community development beyond the provision of electricity.
We've been having interventions within this initiative where we've sponsored assessments and organized trainings to build the capacities of teachers. We also do analysis of the results of this assessment to find where the problem is and also lay strategies accordingly.
Meanwhile, Etoma Joffrey, the founder of West Nile Education Solutions, said the initiative is already showing promising results.
From the assessments at the start of the year, we show great change in terms of the mindset, in terms of the ability to recognize new things and be able to accept them. There was a lot that we saw moving positively.
Goffin Amatre, a teacher from Oleba Primary School, said,
I realize that if all what is being handled is taken back to the learners and teachers have that change of mind in the right way, still, I hope that learners will improve and our performance will also improve.
Similarly, Amate Sali, a teacher from Bongova Primary School, revealed that the training introduced her to new teaching and assessment approaches.
What we do not learn now that we are aware, especially the marking, even the setting, how to ask questions in the class, and those things, we learned them very well.
Martin Anguyo, reporting for Radio Pulse News.